This is the College Football Hub right here on Believe. I am Cam Rogers. Your favorite team show will resume soon. For now, I will be running through the biggest stories in college football right now. Be sure to follow me on social media, Cam Rogers Live, on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Always love to hear from the audience out there, so be sure to hit me up, say what up. Let's get to the headlines. Iowa State quarterback Hunter Deckers accused of gambling in that he placed 366 bets, totaling just a shade under $2,800. Placed on DraftKings, credited to Deckers' account. That included, by the way, 26 Iowa State games. Deckers was under 21 when most of the bets were placed. That is under the legal age in Iowa. And he disguised his identity with the help of his parents. My parents don't want me betting, and I am of legal age. Deckers' attorney said the quarterback will plead not guilty to the charge, but in the meantime, will step away from the team. How attached to gambling do you need to be? You are slated to be the starting quarterback of a Power 5 school, and you decide to not only break NCAA regulations, but also break the law, betting under the age of 21. And oh, by the way, the parents were complicit. They were like, have at it. Who needs NIL when you can gamble? Like, I mean, come on. As if he wouldn't get a deal or something along those lines as the starting quarterback of the Cyclones. This doesn't add up to me. It's interesting that he's pleading not guilty, too. I wonder if there is that element of plausible deniability because he was under the guise of his parents when placing these bets. But DraftKings tracks your location when you are placing the bet, right? So unless the parents live on the Iowa State campus or in Ames, Iowa, something doesn't add up. Now, of course, I'm sure he has a great lawyer. Of course, all those winnings from betting, he can afford one. Interesting story, though. And you have to wonder what the future is this season for him, because it seems like he's skipping fall camp. And when you miss fall camp, that sets you back. Pretty sure he was a backup at one point. He started some games last year. But still, you need the proper repetition to succeed. As far as practice, fall camp is concerned. And not a good situation here for Hunter Deckers. Again, accused of gambling. 366 bets, totaling $2,799. Not good. Not good. So we'll see what happens going forward for Iowa State. Again, it will be interesting to see if Hunter Deckers is the starting quarterback when week one comes around. Stay tuned on that. Here is an interesting storyline. Who the heck is going to broadcast Pac-12 games in 2024? We may have an answer. Apple TV? Can I interest you in Apple TV? Let me ask you this. You currently don't have Apple TV. and you are a college football fan in general, will you subscribe to Apple TV to get Pac-12 games? I am willing to bet the majority of you will say no. Okay, rephrase. Let's say you are a fan of the Pac-12 or a Pac-12 team specifically. Will you subscribe to Apple TV to watch those games? Remember, UCLA, USC, moving on. Colorado is now out due to this whole TV streaming situation. And the Big 12 has its sights set on Arizona, Arizona State, and Utah. So keep that in mind. But would you purchase that subscription? Would you? I don't know. Probably not, unless like you're into the shows that are on Apple TV right now. Are there even any good ones? No offense to Apple. I'm more of an Amazon Prime, Netflix guy. So that's the story, okay? So the Pac-12 commissioner recently came out. Apple TV is the leader in the clubhouse, if you will, to house Pac-12 football games for 2024. But like, honestly, guys, is the Pac-12 going to be basically a group of five conference by the time 2024 comes around? Like, I already had my concerns about the Big 12. Now, the Big 12 is moving and shaking. That's good. But the SEC and the Big 10 are going to rule college football by the time 2024 comes around. And by the way, I'm barely awake to watch Pac-12 football being on the East Coast. I love falling asleep to it. A nice Hawaii football game, Boise State, something along those lines. But I'm not paying for it on Apple TV. Even if it's $5, just on principle, I won't do it. So that is a great poll question for the public. Let me know. Cam Rogers Live on social media. Will you purchase Apple TV or Apple TV Plus or whatever the heck it's called? I'm pretty sure it's more than $5, but I could be wrong. Anyway, the Pac-12 potentially has found its hosting platform for football in 2024. Let's talk Steve Sarkisian of Texas saying that the Longhorns are on a mission in the final year of the Big 12. Sark says the team, quote, adopted the John Wick mentality. For the first time since 2009, Texas was picked in the media poll to win the league. A lot of offseason buzz around star quarterback Quinn Ewers. But listen, we've been down this road before. The media loves Texas. We see the play on the football field not up to snuff. Then everybody tries to figure out what the excuse is for why Texas played poorly. And then we repeat the cycle all over again. So I feel like we go through this every single year. Now, it is notable for the first time since 2009. Texas was picked to win the conference. I think that is interesting. But will it happen? I don't know. I know Oklahoma State is on the downward trend right now. OU is struggling to rebuild, if you will, with Venables. So maybe this is the time for Texas. I don't know. Who knows, right? Speaking of media polls, the Clemson Tigers were picked to win the ACC. Florida State, coming in second, by the way, has not won an ACC title since 2014. Clemson has won the conference in 7 of the last 8 seasons, the only exception being 2021. Kenny Pickett and Pitt got it done. North Carolina, NC State, Miami round out the top five. By the way, the conference doing away with divisions. No Coastal, no Atlantic. Thank God. Just put them all together. And then you have the two best teams in the conference facing off in the conference championship game. Easy. Who came in last? Virginia. Dead last in the media poll. College football heating up. This is the College Football Hub right here on Believe. I am Cam Rogers. Again, be sure to follow me at Cam Rogers Live. Is Texas back? Let me know. Is the Pac-12 obsolete? Hit me up. I'll talk to you very, very soon.